I know, I'm just, I just want to make sure you have, you're ready to go when we're ready to go. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I will now call to order this special meeting of the City Council of the City of La Habra for March 20th, 2023. Let the record reflect that it is 4:30 p.m. and all council members are indeed present. First of all, I'll open public comments. Is there anybody who wish to have any oral communication regarding this item? Please step forward at this time. Seeing none. We have one item, and one item only is to conduct an interview for annual expiring term on the Planning Commission. The City Council conduct one interview for the annual expiring term on the Planning Commission. So we are now going to open that. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you? Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? That's you. Go ahead, yes.
Carrie Surridge, resident of La Habra for over 33 years. Married, two children, six grandchildren, one great granddaughter. Realtor by trade.
Okay.
Carrie, I'm sorry, pardon my interruption. I'm going to switch mics.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See if you can find another mic.
Test.
There you go.
I apologize.
Okay.
We could hear you anyway. But.
Yeah. Okay, our first question will come from our council member, Steve Simonian. Steve?
Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your volunteer life? I'm sorry. Tell us a little bit about your volunteer life in this community, learning kind of grassroots what the city is about and what it needs.
Okay. As far as my volunteer efforts with the City of La Habra, I was on the Community Services Commission for 6 years. I have been with Meals on Wheels for the last 5 years on their board of directors as the current president. I'm with the La Habra Women's Club. And with the Veterans Committee that we go ahead and host with the City of La Habra, Veterans Day, and I've been doing that for the last 9.5 years, which is one of, you know, a near and dear program, as Jim knows, you know, honoring our veterans in any way that we can. And I've done other things with our youth committee, being part of the community services. We got to work with our youth, and they're amazing because they are our future of what we behold.
Thank you.
Jose?
Carrie, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. My question is having to do with Measure T. So considering that Measure T, if are you familiar with Measure T?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it's a significant source of locally controlled revenue that is used to fund critical city programs and services. What do you think should be done as its sunset approaches in 2028?
Well, you know, with that in mind, I think education. I think we have to educate the community, the residents, to let them know of the services that Measure T is actually providing for them, whether it's programs for their children, schools, you know, our police, our fire. I mean, these are things that are important to all of us as residents, as community people. And so to educate them, to let them know that how important this is, if it goes away, then a lot of those events, a lot of those programs are going to go away, and then their kids are going to have to, they're going to have to find some other means to keep them busy, to keep them occupied. There's a lot of dual household incomes where these kids, if they're not left with programs, then what's going to happen to our youth?
Thank you.
Darren?
Hi, Carrie. Nice to see you.
Hi, Darren.
Carrie, you know, I was on the Planning Commission for about 11 years, and as you may recall, when we looked at various housing projects around the town, I had a record of worrying about mitigated impacts that these developments could create. In other words, CEQA, of course, is naturally CEQA, but also quality of life issues like traffic, noise, all these sorts of things.
Right.
Out of the last seven or eight residential projects that have been applied for in La Habra, we've approved them all because we've been able to mitigate impacts. Do you feel that how important is that when it comes to preserving our quality of life by making sure that impacts are in fact mitigated?
Well, I believe it's very important because, you know, although a new housing tract may bring more traffic or noise into the city, I think it also, we have to listen to the residents, and we kind of have to weigh both sides. You know, just like when projects come in, the last one that affected my neighborhood, my neighbors came in and, you know, about businesses coming in and impacting their quality of life. But I think taking information back to the, whether it's the developer or whether it's the new business owner that wants to come into the city to build, letting them know what the concerns are of the community. And if we can honestly say that we've listened to the community, we've listened to the new developer or business owner that wants to do business in the city, and that we have kind of weighed all those options back and forth to see if we can come to an agreement. And it's really where the minds come to the middle and meet halfway.
All right. Thank you very much, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Rose?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Rose.
I'm assuming there has been a learning curve and now that you have been on the Planning Commission, that there was a learning curve to learn all the business of a planning commissioner. I'd like you to elaborate a little bit on that. And then what thoughts might have you come to mind about things that have been approved and what things you wish would come into the city in the future?
Well, it is a learning curve. I've only been on for 1 year. And I think what has helped me is being a realtor, knowing some of the codes and some of the things that some of the homeowners that are coming to the planning commission and planning department for their permits and understanding why they need these permits. And then we have to sit back and try to evaluate what they want from us. And I think with continued time in any given position, I mean, I was on the community services for 6 years, and I can tell you that every year you learn a little bit more, whether it was CDBG or whether it was, you know, child development or any of those different areas. Time in any position is going to give you more growth and more knowledge, and I think that's really what I want as an individual, for me, to learn and be able to give back into that position. And what do I want to see?
I'm saying if there's anything that any thoughts that come to mind of what you might think, since you've seen all these items that come before you, is there anything you wish would come that would help improve the city of La Habra now that you have been on the Planning Commission?
You know, always any new potential businesses that want to come, and be part of La Habra, I think that's a great thing. I can't think of any particular business that we would need other than, there's always a need for good restaurants and, you know, someplace we could take either families or a nice upscale place to get out and enjoy time.
Anything else? No. Okay, you're done. Okay, Carrie, I normally don't even ask questions. I just run the meeting here. I do have one. Somebody came across me and was a little concerned about your attendance as a planning commissioner. And I, to be frank, I didn't even go back to look what it has been or not been. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Of course. There have been a couple of, I think I've had maybe three. And last year, I wasn't diagnosed with COVID, but I was sick for a very long time. And so my thought was, I didn't want to come to the meeting and bring whatever I had, because when I would have this really bad cough, I couldn't stop coughing. I would have to use my inhaler, and that's interruption, and that's, you know, that's not good for me, and that's not good for anybody else to bring that. Also in February, I had almost the same thing where I went to urgent care and then I went to the ER, and I still had that very bad cough. I went through lots of medicine, and then at the tail end, my husband got it. He just barely got well, so we kind of passed it around in our house. The last one was last meeting, and unfortunately, I couldn't get back for the 4:30 interview time because my sister, who's been in the hospital since a week before Christmas, she's a diabetic, she is kidney failure, she's on a dialysis list for a kidney, and her doctors are outside. She's in a care facility.
Carrie, I don't think you need to go into detail.
That's
fine.
That's good. Thank you, Jose. We're good. No. Okay, we're going to be adjourned now, and we're going to come back at 6:30 tonight. Thank you very, very much.